This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I have the West Holmes School Report. Today, I have West Holmes Middle School Assistant Principal Nick Fiorito, and welcome, Mr. Fiorito, to our school report.
Thank you for having me.
And it sounds like there's a lot of good things happening at West Holmes Middle School. And you had mentioned a revamping of a program you guys have had for a little while there.
Yes. So last year we kind of felt like our Night Pride program is a school-wide, it's our school-wide positive behavior program. And we felt last year it just needed a facelift. And so Mindy Hans and Sarah Sponsell are two of our sixth grade teachers here. Did a really great job at the end of the year putting some things together and really making our program again. It's to the point where we are now doing two lessons a month in terms of some of the lessons we've dealt with cover a range of topics such as study skills, manners, grit, cleaning up after yourself, and then some more that we still have coming down the line are the importance of showing up, employable traits, accepting mistakes, and the power of positivity. So these are all lessons which are really, really fun because Mrs. Sponseller creates videos with our kids in them and things like that. And Mindy Hans does a really great job of collecting data. There's a data piece that goes with it, so she does a great job there. And we've revamped it where kids also receive a Night Pride buck if they're caught doing good, if they're awarded, which they can use for later to collect prizes at our Night Pride store. So there's really a lot of cool components to it this year.
And that's something they can really take with them after they leave the school, and it'll be useful continuously throughout their life.
Yeah, I mean, we hope that proper manners and respect and our pride, Night Pride, Pride stands for preparation, respect, integrity, dedication, and effort. We hope all those things can continue on into high school and beyond that because a lot of the behaviors they start now are what carries on into high school and adulthood. So,
yeah, you guys are hitting them at a critical time there in that middle school age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And it's our Night Pride program is really, it's done a good job. We have end of semester reward parties where kids can earn to the party and we just do a dance or outdoor games or dodgeball, or we have a lot of different things that we can do, which all of which are fun for the kids.
That sounds like a really great program for them, and it's just one of many things that students have that they can participate at West Holmes Middle School.
Yes. So we have, outside of our sports, we have a lot of programs. We have an after-school program that involves art club, which is run by Amy Rohr, Power of the Pen, which is Lisa Lang. Our Academic Challenge Club, I believe, is Lisa Lang. And we have Archery Club by Justin Wilcox, and a few of our teachers do the Ski Club, which is a lot of fun. And so we have something for every kid outside of sports. We try to have something, and we encourage every kid to be involved in at least one thing. And we also just had our school-wide spelling bee. Basically, we had every kid in the building do the sixth grade, or do the spelling bee, and the top three kids from each class went on to the school bee, and we had a big school-wide spelling bee, and we had 50 kids in it, and our overall winner was Aniston Flanders, and she did a great job, and she goes to represent our school in March at the regional final bee, and so we're really excited about that, and so there's just a lot of fun things. We have a night council program, which we have 27 kids in. Our student council. They have raised funds by selling bracelets, candy canes, participating in a grade level change war. And they donated, they picked different things to donate to, different charities and things. One was the American Cancer Society and Share a Christmas over November and December. And then this past month, January, they did one, whatever money they did for the change war, it went to the dog warden's office. So, and these kids also get to work in the concession stand at our middle school events, and they're hosting a glow dance coming up, which I think the kids are pretty excited about. So our night council kids are really doing a great job in promoting our school in a good light.
And another group that's been doing a good job at promoting the school and doing good things for the school is your robotics club.
Yes, Brooke Fox has really done a great job starting up our program. We have now have it where we have high school kids and middle school programs. And so our one middle school team qualified for state by winning the Excellence Award at the Akron Firestone Competition. Their team name is the Six Amigos, and that's Quincy Camacho, Rhett Cheney, Liam Angle, Reese Anderson, Seth Lau, and Marshall Yoder. So that was pretty cool to see them compete against high school kids and make it to the state level, because these are high school, middle school competitions, a lot of them that are combined. And so for them to get that award at that competition amongst high school kids, that was pretty good.
And robotics is neat because it's a lot of times those kids who are usually really quiet and reserved, and now you're seeing them really shine and come forward when they get to do these robotics type things with their hands and compete and do things like that.
Oh, it is. I try to stop down into that class, and the robotics has actually led to, we have some Project Lead the Way classes here in the middle school, so it's actually kind of built on itself. And we actually, competitions are a lot of fun to be a part of, and I think we're going to host one or two next year at the high school, middle school. So I'd really encourage people to come out and check it out, because it is. It's pretty interesting to watch and be a part of.
Definitely. And fun things aren't just happening in the school. You guys are getting to go places as well.
Yes, so our sixth graders are getting ready to go to outdoor ed here at the end of April, and we go to Camp Nahop over by Perrysville there, and it's just a great job. The kids love it. We get to be outdoors. We're doing hikes. We're doing kayaking. We're doing high ropes courses, and they have a giant swing, and just it's really cool to see the kids interacting outside of the classroom without technology and interacting. And cell phones don't work there, so it's great. So these kids are just talking and communicating and having a great time. And that's just fun to see. And the teachers get to go and be the chaperones for that. I think the kids really enjoy that when they go.
They get to go back to a time before the cell phones, like we had when we were young.
Absolutely. I think that's a tough thing. I think they're important for kids in some aspects, but it also is detrimental as well. And when you take them away, even for a couple of days, you see totally different kids. And it's a lot of fun to see them without those devices.
And do you have any other trips other than outdoor ed?
Yes. So our eighth graders are going to be going to Washington, D.C. here at the end of April as well. And we're going to be going to some monuments in the Arlington Cemetery. And then on our way home, we stop by Gettysburg, which is always a fun time. So these kids are getting excited. And our night pride piece all ties into it, obviously, because you got to have good behavior and things to go on these trips. But overall, I think the kids, as a middle school, we have a lot of positive things going on here that we encourage the kids to be involved in. So, and just as I think involved kids do better in school, behavior-wise, and socially as well. So
it sounds like you guys have a full rest of the year as we look at the last couple months of school.
Yes, it's definitely packed. I also want to take a moment and remind parents and encourage them. We have parent-teacher conferences the 13th, February 13th, and Thursday, February 15th from 3:30 to 7. So I'd like to encourage them to give us a call, set up a time, come in and see one teacher, see all the teachers, just have that communication. Come see how their kid is doing in school. So that's another thing we have coming up here is our conferences this week.
Always a good time to get a little time with the parents and chat about what's going on.
Yes, I think it's important that parents and teachers are on the same page. It only helps promote a healthier kid. And when we're communicating with them and they're communicating with us, it eliminates any communication errors that could occur. It is very healthy when you can have a positive relationship with the parent.
Definitely important. Are there any last things you'd like to share about West Holmes Middle School before we wrap up here?
We have a great group of kids, a great staff, and it's clear with all the things that we have going on, and a lot of the staff members are the ones taking charge of all that and can do a lot of these things without them. So we got a lot of kids that take interest in things, and we try to form our club in elective classes based off of what their interests are and in order to keep them interested, because we know the core subjects are not always their favorite, but if we could have something to interest them and make them look forward to coming to school, that's always a positive.
That is half the battle right there for sure.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for your time with us here. That was West Holmes Middle School Assistant Principal Nick Fiorito for the West Holmes School Report. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.